Well, let me start by congratulating you, by the way, on your ACM award for Best Bass Player of the Year.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, that's quite a nice honor.
Yeah, it's very kind of them.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Dan.
Sure.
First of all, did you know that Dan has been named Billboard's Country Producer of the Decade?
I did not know that, but I think he's absolutely deserving of it. That isn't anything but well-deserved in my book. Truly humble guy. One of the most gifted people I've ever known. So that's a brilliant combination to have those two.
Have you two had much opportunity to work together?
We used to work together a ton. I haven't worked with Dan very much in recent years, unfortunately. But at one time, there for, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years, we worked together a lot, and I worked a lot for him.
Tell me about your relationship with Dan. How did you meet?
Well, I actually met Dan when he moved back to Nashville from Los Angeles. He had a, as you no doubt know, had a wonderful career in Los Angeles. Had originally, of course, come from Nashville, born and raised in Nashville, as best I know. Had a fantastic career in the studios of Los Angeles. For whatever reason, he decided to move back home. Pretty much immediately just slid right in and became one of the top call guitarists in Nashville. So I met him just as a fellow musician, working on a lot of record dates together. We did 4 or 5 years worth of record dates together. Somewhere in that time span is when Dan began to kind of branch out and begin producing. Subsequently started calling me for a lot of the projects that he was doing. It was always wonderful working for Dan because, as we already touched on, he's a very humble guy, very sincere guy, easily one of the most brilliant musicians I've ever known. As a fellow musician working for a producer, it's always great when you can work with somebody who knows what he wants and just as importantly, knows how to communicate what he wants to the other players. Dan is great at both of those things. And at the same time, he was always great about letting people offer up their own ideas, and then he would either take those and shape them into what he wanted. Sometimes he would just say, that's great the way it is, and sometimes he would have a completely different approach that he had in mind. But he was just always the most delightful guy to work for. And knowing Dan, he would be quite hands-on. He always does his homework ahead of time. He always shows up with a clear concept, in his mind at least, of what it is he wants to do with any given artist. And that sounds a little vague. I mean, when I say clear in his mind, he doesn't always spell it out for people when you begin to work for him, but I guarantee you he's got an idea before the first note is played how he wants to shape and steer any given project. He always has a great instinct, I think, for what the record label actually expects from him and, you know, what kind of record they want made. That's a key component to why he is in such demand.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate your time, and it's been a pleasure meeting you and talking to you.
Well, thank you, and I completely enjoyed it. And again, I will throw that spotlight back Dan's way and just say there's not a classier guy in the industry. I just absolutely love and respect and revere that guy, and I think everybody in the business does. He's a remarkable talent and just a fantastic human being.
Thanks so much, Glenn.
You bet, my friend. Take care of yourself.